You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, a lot of raindrops this morning, Hugh. You get rained on? You get wet?
Nah. Oof. Got an umbrella.
I got soaked walking in here.
I got an umbrella, and then I park in the parking lot.
You don't seem like an umbrella guy.
I thought the same thing.
I keep an umbrella in my truck. Keep an umbrella.
Not a coat guy, but an umbrella guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Because, you know, I want to mess my J's up, man.
Oh, I get it.
That's why I got these Pumas on.
It's not about
on.
The cold. It's about the J's. It makes more sense.
I got these Pumas on today. I wore these Pumas.
Took the Pumas out today. All right. Yeah. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilla. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right. Here's what we got coming up. We will get to a Phillies trade made just before we got on the show. Coming up in a few minutes. We have our guys from 106.7 The Fan. They're going to cross over with us at 11. Are the Commanders coming to play, or are they just going to roll over tomorrow? We'll find out coming up at 11. And we have a lot of thoughts on maybe the game of the year in the NFL last night with the Rams and the Seahawks, how it impacts the Eagles. And are we really in the class of those two teams? We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Let's start with this, though. Do you expect a big game out of Jalen Hurts on Sunday? He played well this past Sunday. Or excuse me, tomorrow. I keep losing track of the day. Tomorrow's the game. Do you expect a big game out of Jalen tomorrow against the Commanders? Hugh does. I don't. And mostly for two reasons. One, a few reasons. One, Dan Quinn has played him a lot in his career, so he knows him. Two, this is a terrible run defense. This is a game where the Eagles could just take the air out of the ball and run it 40 times. And three, how many back-to-back big games has Jalen had all year? It just really hasn't been our passing game. I guess you have to go back to Minnesota and the Giants in October. It hasn't felt consistent all year, so I'm not going to just expect that now to just all of a sudden happen. I don't expect it. I don't think they need it. Where do you come down? Let's hear from Ray Dittinger, though. He's pretty excited about where Jalen is as we enter week 16.
But I thought that, I mean, he will downplay the emotional element of yesterday's game. What was being said about him, the things that were being talked about, all the concerns about him, all the doubts that were raised, all the old questions that came back in last week. I mean, he will deflect all that and say that he didn't hear it or it didn't bother him. But clearly it did. And I think you saw it. I mean, after he throws that great, you know, that perfect shot to A.J. Brown for the touchdown. I mean, you saw his reaction, you know, the clenched fist. I mean, that might not seem like a lot, but we all know for him that
for
is
him,
a lot.
That sure is.
And there was something in there, and it was sort of a take that kind of gesture.
I agree.
It's important. That's important for him. I mean, you know, he's the leader of the team. He has to be the leader of the team if this team's going to get back to a Super Bowl. And he sort of had to get a little bit of that swagger back in his step, and I think he got that yesterday.
How about Ray Dittinger talking a little swagger with Jalen Hurts?
You heard him.
I heard him.
I mean, I think it's important, man, because for Jalen, he has been under fire this year. No question about it. And I feel like you have to show people that it wasn't a fluke. You have to show people it wasn't the Raiders and they didn't quit, because – the talk going into that game against the Raiders was playing for the number one pick in the draft.
We had a guest on, from out in Las Vegas.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and they were telling us in the pregame last week that they're focused. Basically, they're focused on getting the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
So, and to your point on this game, Hugh, and why it's look, we all expect the Eagles to win, right? I haven't spoken to one person this week who thinks, it's the Commanders. But here's what will be different in this game. I think the Commanders are going to give an effort. It's a division game.
Of course.
And the Hard Knocks series so far, the NFC's Hard Knocks, has not been, I wouldn't call it great TV. It's been all right. But the one thing I have noticed as they've gone through the different teams, the Commanders haven't quit yet. I haven't sensed quit. Now, they just stink. I mean, their defense is horrendous this year. But it feels like that coach still is trying to, like, he's not going anywhere. They're going to keep him.
This is the reality of the NFL. Like, your team isn't going anywhere. But the eye in the sky don't lie. And there's a good chance that the coach is going to get fired. Not in this scenario.
Yeah, not Quinn, but Raiders, that
Raiders
was different.
Coach,
yeah.
The coach is going to get fired,
yep.
And you're dealing with, you know, when you talk about playing a team that's not playing for anything, you're playing for pride.
Yeah.
I remember, like, being on a 2-11, what was it, a 2-14 team.
How can anyone forget those Jets?
It was 3-13. But I remember one of the things the old heads used to tell me, and that's first year. His name was, Gary Williams, and he was like he said, you're an independent contractor.
Mm.
He said, but you still have to go out there and you have to play hard because the next guy, when he pops that film on, the first thing the new coach is going to do is look and see who quit. And if you're one of those guys that quit, you're probably not going to be here.
Of course, of course.
And then on the flip side of that, other teams are going to look at that film. And they're going to see a quitter. They don't want a quitter. That was the one thing that I remember vividly about being in NFL my first couple of years and losing is that I was told, don't give up. Do not quit. Even when you're going into games and you're playing against another losing team and you got old heads talking about, hey, Rook, slow your ass down. Just be cool. Be cool. You're not playing. You're not going to the playoffs and stuff like that. You still have to play hard.
Yeah, the Eagles have to make them want to give up tomorrow. Just run. To me, tomorrow is a very simple run the ball at them for 30 times. Just make them say, let's just get the hell out of here. Like, don't make it a game where it's close. Don't make it a game where they have a chance. Run the ball. It's a bigger part of the reason I don't expect a big Hurts game tomorrow. I think tomorrow is a day where Hurts just hand it off and get out of there with a victory. K-Cool in North Philly. What's up, K-Cool?
Hello.
Okay, cool. What's up?
Yeah. What's up, my guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, man. Long time no speak to.
It has been a while. What are you thinking here?
I'm expecting Jalen to have a great game, actually. And, like, I just really, like, you know how they say the Jalen Knight thing? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a Jalen Knight, but he's been doing the same stuff since he got drafted from the Eagles. Like, holding on the ball too long, not going through his progressions. Running when he should pass the ball. But at the end of the day, it's okay to not be an elite quarterback. It's okay not to be the top quarterback in the league and still win. And I don't have no worries going into the playoffs, for real. Like, I just feel as though, like, with him behind that line, there's no other quarterback that I want in this instance. So I'm expecting him to have a good game.
Yeah, so your point is you're right in that he is similar to what he's always been. Now, as time goes on, is he quite the same athlete as he always was in terms of running? Probably not. But in terms of quarterback play, he's probably right. I mean, in terms of, like, the stuff Jalen does now, he's always kind of done the same stuff.
Yeah. I mean, but it's usually the rule of thumb in the NFL that you have to evolve and change because teams get a book on you.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, one of the knocks on Jalen this year has been that they have a little bit of a book on him. So you have to, you know, get through all of that, you know, and evolve as a quarterback. Perfect example to me was yesterday. Now, I know it wasn't a playoff game, but
good call, K-Cool. Good hearing from you, buddy.
The Sam Darnold?
Yep.
Man, he stepped up, you know, after throwing those picks in that game yesterday.
It looked like the old Sam Darnold early, and he bounced back, yeah.
So I think that, you know, and the playoff thing's still in play. But yesterday's playoff atmosphere game, he stepped up big time.
Yeah, he did. And
he still got to exercise some demons, but he played well yesterday. He stepped up when he had to.
Yeah, there are games, and there are going to be games where Jalen Hurts is going to need to lead the Eagles on a drive or two in the fourth quarter down. I mean, that's the game, right? And they don't, you know, they don't have the combination of the great run game and the great defense they had last year when that really wasn't ever necessary. I mean, they didn't have many games like that last year. This year, it's probably going to be necessary at some point, and we'll see how he delivers. But There's also games like last week where it's like he played well, but I mean the run game and the defense last week was the whole game. I mean they how many times did they run it last week? 47 runs. Yeah. And I know Jalen was some of those. And Kyle mentioned that he had 7 runs last week. So we'll see how much he's part of the run game. But I don't expect a big game out of Jalen tomorrow. First of all, I need to see him do it twice in a row. We haven't seen that in months. And two, I think they're just going to run the ball all day. Will in the Northeast, what's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh man, listen, all I got to say is, man, from here on out, like I've been saying, and I keep sounding like a broken record, but I'm just hoping they're listening. Mm-hmm. Everybody do their job, man. And if everybody do their job, can't nobody beat us, man. And I'm being serious. We looked at the Rams yesterday. Everybody was so in fear of the Rams and Seattle and all these guys.
Well, those teams are really good. I mean, they're really good,
yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But like I keep saying, we have to be better. And guess what? The better team won yesterday.
Wait a minute, Will.
What we're talking about?
No, Will, before you start, I'm going to let you cook, but what did you see about the Rams that made you think they were soft? I don't want to assume anything because we do that a lot.
Okay.
So you think the Rams were soft?
No, I never said that.
No, that's why I'm at. And you know, that's why I asked. Thank you for clarifying.
No, I never said they were soft, you. Mm-hmm. But I know that we have what it takes to beat them. We done beat them. What? How many times?
Can I interject something, Will?
Together, how many times have we beat them?
We've beat them a few times. But
we're not the same team as we were last year.
I was about to ask, Will. Listen, I appreciate your passion this Friday. Because I've seen this said a lot in the last 24 hours.
Right. Right.
Does that Rams team that played last night look like the Rams team that we played early in the year?
No, it don't.
I ain't asking you, Joe.
No, I mean, listen.
It's hard not to answer.
Everybody relax. The holidays. Listen,
all right.
No, I'm just asking.
I want to give my hype speech, too, all right?
Okay, my fault, I apologize.
Come on, it's a Friday.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to keep it real, you. Listen, man, that Ram team, it don't look like the same Ram team that we played, right? They look better, right? But the whole thing is, no matter how many times we didn't play them, we figured and made a way to win. And that's what we're going to continue to do, man. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Now, I know last season, man, after we won that Super Bowl, baby, we already knew we was going to be thrown back into the fire. But just like last season, out of 32 teams, it's only going to be one team to come out of that fire. And that's going to be us, baby. Because guess what? Yeah, our team changed. Our offensive coordinator changed. Our offense changed a little bit. We got a little better. And guess what? We already knew that. Guess what? Right along with the wins, there will be losses. But we didn't allow these losses to break us. We allow these losses to build us, baby. So now, right now, we're going to start this season and the rest of the season to keep building, to be the better team. And like I keep saying, in order to be the best team, we have to be better than all the best. And that's what we are. We are the reigning champions. We are the defending champions. We are the Eagles. And the only way we can do that is with better coaching, better confidence, better commitment, better consistency, better team essence, better team play, better play calling, better defense. Everything must be better because this year we are better and we are going to be a better team. And guess what? We are on a mission, baby. We are on a journey. And that journey is a destiny. And the destiny is to meet the ghost of the dynasty, baby. We're going to build this season by season. And every season, we're going to continue to get better. KP, we know what works. Downhill running. Under the center, we know what works. Defense, 3-4, blitzes, everything. All we have to do is play as a team. And guess what? Nobody is standing in our way but us. So the only thing we got to do is band together. Team ball from here on out.
attack ball from here on out. Offense, defense, we are the best. We are the defending champions. E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles. Let's go, baby.
Now we're talking, Will. Now we're talking. He told you, Q.
Well, I'm with him. I just asked, like, because the season, like a lot of times, the team that you play early on
mm-hmm.
is never the same team towards.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The end of the year.
Well, of course.
And I saw a lot, like, last night after that game, and people were talking about, I had a tweet out like, man, the Rams look pretty good. This was before the paradigm shift in the game.
Which was swift. I mean, they were up 16,
fast.
And that thing just
changed
fast. It
was like, if you blink, you missed.
Yep.
So some people were tweeting, well, yeah, you know, we beat them before and we got their number. And I was like, interesting take. That's all I said was interesting take, because that's not the same Rams team that we saw early in the season.
Well, and especially when you add the extra game now in the yes. NFL season, September to January, they're just, it's like, it's totally different. I mean, you may have the same result, but you know, teams evolve and change. Just think about the Eagles last two Septembers ago, right? September 2024 to what they became January 2024. Totally different team. So I hear you on that. I do like Will, you know, say, yeah, Hugh, I got you, but I got a hype speech. I mean, Will came in today with a hype speech to give, and your questionnaire wasn't for him.
A lot of times, and I know this probably makes people mad, but I'm curious.
You're inquisitive.
Well, I'm curious about how do you think? And people get mad. What'd you say?
It's natural to be curious.
No, not about
we established that on the show, yeah.
But it's I'm just like, what is your thought process when it comes to you saying what you say? Got love for
you. Just Detective Douglas. That's all.
I like to understand.
You don't want to know the answer.
No, I want to know the answer because I want to understand how people think, and I want to because you know what? Sometimes my fault is my flaw.
Which one?
Oh well, the biggest one. I don't have too many, but the one is I'm grounded in reality sometimes.
Yeah,
and.
But
you know,
it's Friday.
Me,
it's Friday.
That's what I always say about you.
Yeah, but it's
too
like,
grounded in reality.
Too grounded in this thing I call reality, man. So you know when you say stuff and you ask questions, you want questions answered that are grounded in reality, and a lot of times you don't get them.
Mm. Speaking of a guy that's grounded in reality, let's listen to Donovan McNabb. He was on the afternoon show a couple days ago, asked about the offense. Did he see good? What did he think? Here's Donovan working through his thoughts on the big offensive game against the Raiders and what we should expect moving forward.
Yes and no, Ike, and I'm probably in the same boat with you. Is yes, because we did play the way we should have played.
Mm-hmm.
No, because we talked about them being under center, but then the no part is, so what do we do with that? Are we just kind of going to be a little bit of vanilla with that, or now can we open it up where now Jalen trusts it and then also Kevin Betula begins to trust it, where we can now get a little bit more creative.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we play against our rival opponents, they've seen us.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? This isn't something new where it's a new team that all of a sudden's on the schedule. They've seen us. So they're going to game plan for the shotgun. They're going to game plan for now looking like what it could be under center. Now can we change it up? And that change up could be a little bit more of shifts and motions. It could also be a little bit more of the wide receiver screens. It could be a little more of the downfield throws where we haven't seen that as much.
Yeah.
I want to see us be able to throw dagger routes at 18 yards. I want to see us be able to throw comebacks and post corners. I want to see us be able to run more of shallow crosses, you know, something that, you know, he's very effective and efficient with, but you got to be able to establish the third level. And that third level.
You know what I heard there from Donovan? I heard from Donovan some excitement for what they did on Sunday, but I heard a lot of, I need to see more. Did you feel that too? Like, okay, but let's see more now down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, because, again, Donovan understands that as a quarterback, we're not talking, like, Jalen's won a championship, but we're talking about longevity and legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in order for him to do that, in my opinion, you shouldn't be 5 years, five, 6 years in, and you're talking about we need to see more. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to grasp, but it's a fact. Because when you talk about some of these other quarterbacks that are playing right now and what they're able to do, Sam Darnold, again, an example, exercising his demons last night. Now, again, don't know what the playoffs are going to hold for him, but that was a hell of a game for a guy that threw a couple picks. And was looking like they looked like they were dead in the water. It was like 12 minutes left in that game.
Yeah.
And they were already reading their last rights.
Well, when they got the punt return, that whole thing
that changed.
Tipped.
No, it was the what was it? The 2-point conversion.
Oh my goodness. Have you ever seen that before?
Uh-uh.
So I've never seen where a guy picks the ball up on a quote unquote fumble, right? They ruled it a fumble. Or a backwards pass, right, which is a fumble. I've never seen the guy not realize what he did. Like He went and picked the ball up, and then they went look back to the replay, and they're like, oh, yeah, he was in the end zone. 2-point conversion, good. I'm like, what? That changed the whole game. But you're right. Sam Darnold played well, and both quarterbacks did less. And look, when we get to the biggest games, when they play the real teams, right, the Rams, Seahawks, whoever they're going to play, we'll see how the whole thing shakes out in the postseason. They're going to need to score points, and then they're going to need Jalen to play good football. Do we expect it tomorrow? Where are you on Jalen as we head to tomorrow? Who expects another big game out of Jalen? Quite frankly, I don't think they're going to need it tomorrow. I think Jalen tomorrow's a game where we say, boy, Jalen did a nice job, threw the ball 17 times, and they ran it 37. Run the ball tomorrow. That's where I'm at. Saeed's in North Philly. What's up, Saeed?
What's up, fellas? How y'all?
Good, Saeed. How you been?
I'm good. First of all, listen, let me say this to you guys, man. I love when I cut the radio station on, and the topic that you guys are having is good for my mental health. So I want to let you guys know that I appreciate you guys today. I truly do. Because the other day when y'all was talking about the Phillies, that wasn't good. But I ain't going to go there.
You know what? This is better for my mental health too, Saeed. So I'm glad we're on
Friday.
The same page.
Yeah, but listen, this crazy. The previous caller, he touched on this. One thing we got to accept as Eagles fans, man, like, we're not going to get consistency from Jalen Hurts. That's not who he is. He's not going to be consistently a top tier quarterback. He's not going to be consistently a bottom tier quarterback. We're going to get inconsistent. I think he knows that about himself. He recognizes that about himself. That's why when he plays or when he tell people or when we see his limitations on the field is kind of, I guess, magnified because Jalen Hurts know his own limitations, if I make any sense. But another thing that I want to mention, normally when I listen to the radio station, I listen to you guys, somebody always mentions something that I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. It's something I've been listening all week in the past 2 weeks. No one has touched on this. Why did y'all don't realize that Chargers game was like the preseason game that we never had? They was testing. They was trying a lot of different things, trying to see what Jalen Hurts could handle. So that's like the start. The Raiders game is like the start of our season. So, you guys, you get what I'm saying?
No, I kind of understand what he's saying. They tried a lot of new concepts in the Chargers game. It didn't look great, right? They threw all the turnovers, Saeed. But then they came back last week, and it looked better. Now, obviously, the opponent changed things, right? The Raiders think Chargers are good. But I kind of see what he's saying. They tried a lot of new things. It didn't look great. And now we keep building off that.
Exactly. But see, it's not that they tried a lot of new. It's not simply that they tried a lot of new things. It's why. Who would have thought that going into this season that we wouldn't have the success that we had running the ball? And it took them 10, 12, whatever, 13 weeks to figure it out.
Yeah.
So they all they doing is making adjustments. So I don't expect to me, I appreciate what the previous caller said, because I argue with a few of my friends about Jalen Hurts not being a top five quarterback. It's okay. He doesn't have to be a top five quarterback to be elite. He doesn't have to be a top five quarterback for us to win.
Well, I agree. Saeed, I certainly agree with the second part. I don't think, and I think this has been proven out. Saeed, good, really good phone call. You don't need to have a top five quarterback to win, right? Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, and Nick Foles and Eli Manning won twice.
Nobody's like, ever said that.
You're right. Now, to be a consistently great offense every year, it certainly helps you have a top five quarterback, right? That's why the Staffords and the Allens offenses are, and Mahomes, obviously, in his career, why their offenses are usually top of the league, because those guys lead that. But I agree that Jalen doesn't need to be top five. Now, does he need to be top half of the league? Yeah, I think that's, we need that. And for 5 weeks, he was playing below that. He came back last week, but I don't know, I kind of like that guy. I kind of like Saeed's take. Remember, it started with the Chargers.
It started with the Chargers.
It did start with the Chargers.
Saeed was in a roundabout way saying it started with the Chargers.
I get it. But I think the thing that people are missing is that in the NFL, you want to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And if you're limited, like especially at the quarterback spot, if you're limited to a certain amount of plays, that makes you easy to defend.
Well, of course it does. It does. And they need to, and hopefully they're building off of that. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone calls up. At 11, we'll cross over with the guys down in D.C. Plus, we got a Phillies trade this morning. Let's unpack that. Matt Strom, he's out of here. What did the Phillies get back? And maybe we'll revisit what Dave Dombrowski said about Matt Strom at the season-ending press conference. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.